Welcome to Friendly Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, alongside my co-host and best friend, Cody Lena. We discuss various pop culture topics and narrow it down to truly the best of all time.
Or as we like to call it, the boat. Before we set foot on the boat, we put them into a Sweet 16-style tournament. We argue each round, we side a winner. Nick, what criteria do we use when we decide who steps foot on the boat?
Whatever the hell we want, Cody. You want to tell them what we're talking about this season?
Bro, we are talking about the most powerful creatures and fears and people of all time. This is a stack bracket of things that are powerful, strong.
Very strong, in fact.
We'll make you scared. If you ran into any of these in a dark alley, I would be concerned.
Dog, you do not even know the half of it. Here, actually, okay, hold on. I know I should be afraid of Storm if I walk into her in a dark alley. I'm not scared until she makes me scared. I'm actually aroused. Dude,
if Storm starts saying weird poetry, then you know shit's about to get fucked
up. Yeah.
If you walk into the alley and she's like, "May the gods of the darkest eye make the sky rain the blood of my enemies," you'd be like, "Oh fuck, what did I do? Oh
man,
damn it!
Aw, nerds." But until then, I'm like, "What you about, Mama? What you doing down here?
Are you my African queen that can control the weather?"
It's all I've been looking for.
You think I forgot about that?
Never,
baby.
How could you? It's all my bios. It's on all of my bios.
It's on my every dating profile.
To this day, haven't changed them. Kellyanne hates it. She's like, "That's very. Why do you still have that up?" I'm like, "Well, I don't know. Just you know,
in case of emergencies, bro.
Got to see what the offers coming in are. You know.
Yeah.
Just because I'm at the restaurant and I've ordered my food doesn't mean I can't pull out my phone and look up other restaurants. Okay.
Just because I've ordered my food doesn't mean I can't take something to go. No, it does mean that, sir.
Exactly,
you cannot
do
this. It's exactly what it means.
If you want to go eat at other restaurants, you can go eat at other restaurants, but no, this restaurant's closed.
Yeah.
I see. I forgot how that whole saying went. That's on me. Folks, here we are in Group D of Boat 6, which is kind of like 666 in its own cursed way, obviously.
They're both evil.
Evil and cursed. So, folks, we take all 16 of the most previous champions from Series 6. We then put them into a bracket together. The bracketologists kick it back to us. They tell us who the rankings are. And here we are in Group D. So make sure you go back, listen to Group A, B, and C to figure out who their champions are. Here in Group D, we have the 3-seed Storm, the winner of Best X-Men, going up against the 14-seed Rambo, Best Action Hero. The other matchup that we have is the 6-seed Spectrophobia, or the Fear of Mirrors, from our Silly Phobias bracket, going up against the 11-seed Cleaner from our Best Goons bracket. Best, if you're running your organization, who's the goon you want the most? Cody, where do you want to start?
Absolutely. Storm and Rambo, how about that? These are two. Okay.
Want to watch that movie, don't you?
Fuck, I do want to watch that movie.
Watch that movie a couple times. Might slow it down, too.
Might. Dude, it's like the most real. Okay, Rambo, like a realistic, I say in air quotes, hero versus Storm. We basically agreed it's the most powerful of the X-Men.
Yeah, and our favorite. And just favorite. In general, also, maybe. And I know some of you have already pushed up your glasses and have said, actually, if we want to talk about Omega level mutants, stop it.
For the record,
you want to hang out with Professor Xavier or do you want to hang out with Storm? Just answer the fucking question. You want to hang out with Storm? Great. Storm's the best. We win.
And she's also an Omega level mutant, so get off.
Yeah, well, no, head. And I know that. If we're talking about Omega level mutants, what are we talking about here?
Read a book, dude.
Yeah.
A comic book specifically.
Yeah.
But then we got Rambo, the man who just can't turn it off, dude. He's suffering from PTSD, and the only cure is more stress.
More blood?
I guess. More blood, dude.
Really feel when you put it like that, Cody, it almost feels like he didn't talk to any psychologist at all.
I had a theory when I was in college and I was in my party days because I used to get heartburn pretty bad, right?
Yep. I was
and
there.
I thought in my ignorant years that like if I just gave my body so much stuff that caused the heartburn, eventually it would just give up.
On the other side, yeah.
On the other side, dude, I'd cross the bridge. I get to the other side. That's not how it works.
It's and not Rambo's, how bodies work.
Rambo's trying that with his mental health, my dog.
Just trying so hard to be like, no, I know how to fix this.
By therapy and
some medications. And no, what if I booby trap this entire town and everything, and I blow up a gas station and murder all the cops?
I can't sleep every night. All I think about is the men's lives I took and how they didn't deserve it. How we're just all cogs in a military system. We're just pawns fighting for the rich, you know? We have no control of our own destiny. Okay, do you think you should see a therapist about it? No, I think I should kill more bodies until there's so many that I can't, that screams just sound like white noise to me. It's like, okay.
Oh, okay. We have not looked into that as far as a cure. Maybe shrooms first. Have you tried LSD?
In his defense, if the screams of your victims are keeping you up at night, if you do kill enough people, it will turn into like a cacophonous white noise.
The screams of your enemies can only be louder, you know?
Yeah, but I'm saying, yes,
that's what
exactly.
I'm saying, yeah, make the white noise. Yeah, I'm agreeing with you. But the best way to do it is through your enemies, because then there's more noise there, and that'll get louder.
Exactly. You can't turn it down. You can't turn it off, Rambo. You said it yourself.
Yeah.
So might as well turn this shit to 11.
And this is only the first movie. As we discussed, this does not happen the rest of the movies. But in that first movie, that scene where he's just broken down crying because he just can't believe what he's done, to me is the most realistic action hero. That's what because hey man, we've all been on adrenaline highs before and felt like we were gods and you couldn't touch us. But then that's gotta crash. And the higher the peak, the farther the fall, right? So it only makes sense that at some point, that adrenaline would crash out of any superhero and they would have to look at what they've done and come to terms with it. And I love that most movies end before we get that. Rambo is like, no, let's show it.
Yeah,
let's,
we gotta show
here's
it.
Here's what it looks like. He's fucked up. He hates it. He hates that he's done this.
But he's gonna do it again. It's the middle of the movie.
Here's the thing. This is nothing, by the way. This has nothing to do with anything, but I was just thinking about, because Rambo, I think the one thing that a lot of people like about Rambo, choice of weapon is a bow and arrow. You don't get that often, right? A lot of guns, a lot of knives, but he's a bow and arrow guy.
And Storm's a weather person, which isn't fair.
How much different is the Lord of the Rings if instead of Legolas, it's Rambo?
Oh my God, dude.
How is it better? I'm like, that Helm's Deep battle gets way more kick-ass.
Dude, he'd be ripping off like orc jaws and shit. It'd be so metal. Ugh. That's the thing Lord of the Rings was missing. It was very, the fight scenes were great. Choreography was great.
Incredible.
I'm not knocking
yeah.
the fight scenes. Yeah.
No.
The movies. But I'm saying Rambo brings a different spice to it, dude. He brings an unadulterated rage that the rest of the fucking the ring bearers do not have.
They are not getting there.
It's the Fellowship doesn't have that. They're out here trying to kill because they have to, and it's orcs, it's bad, whatever. But Rambo, no matter what he says, he gets off on it. Rambo's fucking bricked up, dude.
Him and Gimli, that's the thing, is the tag teams him and Gimli do is disgusting, for one.
Okay,
it's a
so
sin.
Who do you get rid of? Do you get rid of Legolas and put Rambo in? Okay.
Yeah. I'm going bow for bow. I still need long distance. I still need my shooters. So I'm still going to keep, I'm going Legolas over. I'm taking Legolas out and but imagine you put Legolas in the Rambo universe. That now becomes like a serial killer movie. Like he give him the same traumas and whatnot. But he's just like, it's a little more sociopathic with the way he's going to tear it down, isn't it?
The sheriff of a small town sprays Legolas with a hose. Legolas is going to wax that ass.
In a brutal way.
Oh my God. You can't get elves wet. They hate it.
No. And
They're like chinchillas. If you get him wet, his hair is going to fall out.
Yep.
Is that what you want? Do you want a bald Legolas?
Bald Legolas running through town, getting his revenge. We got to write. Once again, folks, talk to your local senators and remind them that copyright law should be changed definitively for these reasons. Trademark law. We need to bump that down to just 5 years. Okay. So you could have this. You could have already had this, by the way, if you would just follow us and just talk to your senators.
Just sign our fucking petition.
Right.
Why?
Please.
Also, like, subscribe, follow, and then sign our petition.
Yes. All of those things.
Can you imagine if Orlando Bloom couldn't get wet?
Well, because the problem is that he creates so much wetness.
Yeah, that's
it's actually curse. It's like that's the problem, is that he himself is so dry because of how much wetness he creates. He can't himself actually
get wet. He's at a club, right? And it's like fucking the sexiest situation. It's like a Charlie XCX music video. Everyone's in their panties and dancing. It's crazy. And Orlando Bloom's in the middle of it. And some girl's like, I'm so wet for you. And he's like, I'm out. That's a deal breaker, dog. Like,
I can't do it.
It's like, what? Orlando Bloom.
It's the curse. It's the monkey paw that he was given. Okay, so back to Storm. Back to Storm and Rambo. I think I'm going with Storm. I love me a Rambo. Very fun. Great. Truly, I think a great action hero. But Storm rides a motorcycle when she could fly. Do you know, like,
yeah. Here's, I'm disagreeing with you, but this is why. And we got to look at this.
Okay.
We're doing this show because at the end of the day, aliens have tasked us with this. That's what I assume the Shadow Council is. They tasked us with this so they can figure out what the best thing of all time is, right? They don't have time to go through all of human pop culture, so they wanted us to do it. Yep. And I think I'm going to vote for Rambo for the sole fact that when they're looking at it and they're doing their research and figuring out I want them to think this is what humans are capable of. If they see Storm, they're like, oh, that's a cartoon character. That's not real. They see Rambo, they're like, okay, well, if we're going to do this, we better come correct because they have Rambo.
Might stave off the alien invasion for a couple more years in the event.
Okay, if you see Rambo and you're like, what if they have like five of those guys? That's gonna make you consider what you're about to do.
I hear what you're saying, and it's not that I disagree, but you know your boy's looking for an African queen who likes to travel, so who can change the weather?
Control the weather. Yeah, I know.
So that's what your boy's looking for. So we will go to the American Voting Coin of 2004, is brought to you by random.org. Low seed gets a pick. That is going to be Cody with the 14 seed.
I mean, I gotta go Bush, man. He'd send Rambo in a second.
Oh, that's his number one dude.
You know when 9/11 happens? Like, why can't you just send Rambo to do it? We'll get Rambo.
Yeah, the problem is that Rambo, he made Rambo the Secretary of Defense. And we're like, the only options are always go in and destroy everyone. Okay. And then cry. All right. Well, I guess that's what we're doing. So actually, not that much different than Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney, the Rambo of the George Bush administration.
In a way.
All right. Well, we are going to flip here. That's George Bush, baby. Rambo moving on into the next round, where it will go up against spectrophobia, the fear of mirrors, versus cleaner. Now, for anyone who's here, once again, if you didn't listen to the Goons episode, a cleaner is the person you call in when everyone else has fucked up everything. Your team has fucked up. You're essentially calling the guy who's on payroll, who otherwise doesn't really do much, but it will clean up the mess that has been made by your goons, okay? And usually in a very violent and bloody, beautiful way.
And you don't ask questions about the cleaner. You tell the cleaner the job gets done, and it might not get done the way you want it, but damn it, it'll get done.
Exactly. So, but mirrors, Cody. Let's get back to mirrors a little bit. There's a lot to fear about a man who will kill you in any way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's a lot to fear about the most terrifying thing it is, though. Your own reflection. The reflection of mankind looking back at you. When you look in a mirror, Nick, you're not just looking at the reflection yourself. You're looking at all of humanity staring back at you. Can you handle that?
Can you? Some people can, some people can't. Some days I can and some days I can't, you know? Mm. Some days I take a long, deep look and I solve life's greatest problems. Other times I have to look away. Mostly those are times when I'm shirtless because I got a bigger belly than I thought I had. And I'm a little bummed out by it. And I'm like, hey, oh man.
Oh, I was having a good run there for a while.
What happened, Mirror, just 2 days ago, I looked like a god in this mirror. What happened?
Hey, what's up with that, though?
Hey, mirror, not cool,
sometimes,
by the way.
I'll look in the mirror, and I'll be like, damn, I look good. And then the same day, I'll be like, damn, I look like shit. What's up with that? That's the mirror doing that, right?
Same mirror, same body. I can't imagine that. I know maybe it's like, oh, well, you've eaten something, so maybe. No, you cannot tell me that my body changes that drastically within hours of each other. That I can go from being highly confident to now feeling a giant piece of shit.
No,
that's fucked up, mirrors.
It's the mirror. And the mirror's doing it to us. I think what people don't understand about mirrors is that when you look in them, they're also sending you a message.
Yeah.
Right? And it's going straight to the lizard part of your brain. You cannot ignore the message, whatever the message is they want to send. And it's always, you got kind of fat, huh, bud?
Hey, buddy. And it's not just maybe that's really what the fear is, right? Ah, I got a little fat, huh? A little bit bigger. A little bit bigger than you were, huh? And you know what you could do, but you don't want to do.
I don't want to do sit-ups again.
I don't do it.
It's like every time I work out, you expect me to do it again.
It's not like, oh, I could do it once a month and that'll, it's not like, it. Why can't working out be like changing your oil? You know, as long as you do it every few thousand miles, all right, machine's going to be just the same. Don't worry about it. But instead, I got to do that. It's more like filling up my gas. I got to do this shit all the time. No. I don't want to do it. Also, here's the thing about mirrors that scares me is how quickly we figured it out. I don't understand how mirrors work to this day. I know you can tell me sand, you can tell me silver, you can tell me mercury. I don't, all of those things. But do you know? Go do it. No, go do it then.
Go out make
there, get all your materials and go do it. Because you want to know who did do it? People back in Greece, dude. That's insane to me. I am that is terrifying. I'm like, how did y'all know how to do this? Creates so, I mean, like, because we know because they tried to use them to make, you know, like mirrored surfaces and stuff.
Yeah, because they had to fight Medusa.
Yeah, exactly. So
that's,
I'm just
well, here's the thing, dude. If we still had Medusas around, we would have invented mirrors too.
Okay. That's a good point. I guess, yeah, technology met the moment.
Yeah, well, because it was like, innovation is like, is a birth from necessity, right? Like,
right.
We need to fight the Medusas. And the fact that the Greeks did it for us is pretty, that's just a cool thing. They were like our cleaner, kind of.
That's,
for the
in a way.
For the Medusa
way,
problem.
Kind of cleaned up that Medusa problem. Hey, you tell me the last time you saw one, okay?
Can you imagine being the first dude who made a mirror? It'd be like, hey, Nick, look what I made, dude. Check this out. And you're like, that's just me. It's like, I know.
That's the point. Have you seen you? Look what I made. Who's that ugly fuck in the room with us? That's you.
That's you, bro.
I made that. That's you. Oh, man. I'm going kind of fat.
I thought I was a bronze Greek god. It turns out I'm just kind
of fat. I'm pudgy, actually. Good shoulders, though. These shoulders still look great, by the way.
So, actually, here's my problem with the mirror. I don't have a... We're just making this mirrors now. I don't have a fear. I'm not afraid of mirrors, right? I don't believe that if I break it, I'm going to have bad luck. But they kind of bum me out sometimes, though. Like, real talk.
And isn't the fear of being bummed out? Think about that. Because fear can be like a jolting sense of adrenaline, right? That terrifies you in the moment. But eventually, you come to your sense, it goes away, right? A spider or a snake crawls across and you freak the fuck out. But it goes away, right?
Yeah.
The second that thing leaves, the fear goes away. But there's mirrors everywhere. Let's right there. And isn't it worse just to be a little bummed out all the time? Isn't that something to be afraid of? I don't know.
That's something. No, it's
science.
It's,
I don't know.
Poetic.
That's just math and science and chemistry, dude.
But you know who could solve that problem? The cleaner. I told him I was having mirror problems. He just break them. See, the cleaner's got solutions, dude. I got a lock in the cleaner. He's got solutions.
He's going to handle it for you. That's for sure. I got to go with the mirrors, man. I think I'm feeling on that mirror tip. So we'll settle this the only way we know how. Once again, with that American voted coin up 2004,
Is this the most contested bracket we've ever had?
It's close. I think 7 is the record. And we're at like 5 right now. So, Jesus. And we still have a full Final Four to get through. And this and the next matchup.
Yeah.
All right. So we got, once again, George Bush is facing up, which means John Kerry is on the other side. Low seed gets picked. That's going right back to Cody.
I'm going to say, actually, I'm going with Kerry. I think Kerry's got a cleaner that we don't know about.
Sure. Why not? I mean, maybe busy apparently when it needed him most. But,
yeah, right, dude.
But hey, you got to trust your own cleaner. You got to pick your own cleaners, and you got to employ and be a good. Got to be just as good of an employer as they are an employee. You know.
Yeah, that's right. That's part of the battle.
All right, so we're gonna flip. That is John Kerry. All right, Cody. So why don't you just tell me who wins? This is all Cody's picks right here. We got Rambo going up against the cleaner.
Nick.
Now, some obvious things here. We could put Rambo in the bet. If you're running a criminal empire,
yes.
You hire Rambo.
Yeah, if you can get him. But he wouldn't work for a criminal empire. That's the beauty of Rambo. His moral compass is so fucked that even it points in the right direction twice a day, you know? Like,
so are you thinking that you'd have to kind of always, there'd be a lot of mental manipulation if he's your cleaner, where you have to convince him that this is somehow related to Vietnam still?
Dog, it's Vietnam all over. This is our Vietnam.
This is our Vietnam,
if
Rambo.
You had to get a cleaner to take care of Rambo, Ooh. Who would win?
Rambo's got up against a lot and stood
Rambo's
the
test. Rambo's got up against a lot, but the cleaner always gets it done, dude.
I think
Nick, John Wick's a cleaner.
John Wick's a cleaner. I would go femme fatale cleaner on this one.
I think I'm
calling in Scarlet Rose, right?
Ooh.
That's her name. And Scarlet Rose, I mean, is it the best way to kill someone by having them be seduced and then like just straight up either poisoned or choked out with a wire? Yeah, it's not as flashy, but if I got this guy wins, right? This guy's putting up points on the scoreboard. I can't take the risk that, oh, let me have him in a shootout. Oh, guess what he's really good at? Shootout.
Yeah, you don't want that. Here, I think if your style of assassination is seduction into murder, there's a level of respect you're giving your enemy with that, because you're saying, I can't beat you in a fight. I know that.
Right.
But also, you're giving yourself a little present, because at the end of the day, not only did you take down Rambo, you're one of the few people that know what his hog looks like.
And that's, hey, isn't that part of it?
That's got to be.
Then you can write in your diary to bring to the National Monument of Hogs. We brought it around,
dude,
Cody.
Okay, I'm just saying for the record, if we're all sitting around, me, Nick, and all my other boys, we're all cleaners, right? And someone's like, did you hear they took down fucking John Wick? Wow. Someone got Wick? Man, I wish I could have saw that guy's hog. You know, someone's going to say that. Like,
you know how you'd be saying that at funerals all the time.
You can't be the best in your field and your field be murdering other people and people not be like, I'm sorry. There's a question that's going to be asked about your hog.
Cody, I want to tell you about something that I don't believe you know, but is real and is kind of the equivalent. So back in like the early 90s, the internet is in its infancy.
Yes.
Groupies, who you can argue are the best at what they do, having sex with rock stars.
Hey, man, if it's your passion, follow your passion.
There was a website where groupies would verify the penis size and the sexual styles of hair metal bands.
Hell yeah.
It was the scourge of, this is like in one of those things where like a band is like, these bands don't know what the internet is, but someone's like, hey man, apparently according to the internet, you're rocking a good old penny stack in there. How do you know that? No. And they're like, burn it down. Burn the internet down. I think it's why to this day, there's a lot of rock stars. You're like, I don't think you've ever seen the internet because they're terrified of it. They're like, uh-uh.
Not looking on it, dude.
First time I heard about the internet, all I knew is that my dick is a pretty big part of it. And I will not play in this space.
Can you imagine that's, you're in Twisted Sister or some shit. And the first time you get on the internet, the first thing that pops up is like detailed information. About
right.
Your dick.
Yeah. You're D Snyder. And you're like, all right, D Snyder. What's the internet got to say? Immediately. It's like,
hog.
Decent hog. It's fine. Bad lover, decent hog. Oh, man. Come on.
Verified by 15 groupies. Ah, right. Damn it. Okay, I think the real question we have to ask is we get our cleaner, right?
Yeah.
The cleaner. And we send him after Rambo. Who's coming back a lot?
I think in almost every situation, it's Rambo. I can't imagine. Rambo is almost bulletproof. But okay, well, hold on, though. Mostly Rambo goes up against people. His body count's high, but the people he faces aren't as talented.
Yeah, he faces a lot of goons.
I feel like he's more goon. Cleaner is more about one-on-one, you and me, who's the best.
Specialist, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Rambo really goes against that often. He's mostly like, oh, I got to take out an entire village to get my boys back. Deal, you know?
Yeah.
He has to face like one bruiser. He's got to face one big dude that he has to fight with. But after that, it's pretty much smooth sailing.
So you're saying the cleaner's going to beat him?
Well, that's kind of what now I'm kind of on that tip. I think a cleaner's going to go through and be able to handle this a lot because he's going to scout Rambo. They're going to know all of Rambo's ins and outs.
Yeah, that's why you got to remember the cleaner's watch tape.
Yeah. The only thing that Rambo has on you is distance, right? That theoretically he's a good hider and got that bow and arrow skill. Which, yeah. That's dangerous, right? But at the same time, you've dealt with snipers. Like, just handle it. This is what you're being paid for, you know?
Okay, let's do it this way. Let's do it this way. I know it's not the same movie, and I know it's not involved, but we need to... Could Rambo... If we take Rambo and put him in the Predator universe, does he beat the Predator?
See, that's tough, because I almost feel like the forest, like, he gets, like... Well, both of them get bonuses in the forest.
They get bonuses in the forest, for sure. They're trained in the woods, yes.
So that's the thing, is it's like, I'd almost say...
I'm just saying, if he can beat the Predator, he can beat the cleaner.
Yeah, that's true. Mmm... Yeah, I think he might then.
Yeah, I think I got to go Rambo, dude.
Yeah, I think I guess that's the only way to do it then. I think that's the only way. All right, we will move. Also, I just feel like in a world where I don't think the cleaner, if it wins this, wins in the final four. But at the same time, I also don't want to look back in 4 years and be like, cleaner? Were we talking about cleaning products?
Yeah.
Like, who's the best person to clean up a... What is that about? So... I would like to see Rambo go on. I know what that means every time I see it. So that Rambo is our Group D champion, which like we said, means the only thing left to do is put him into that final four. But until then, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Friendly Competition. If you want about chaboys, a few things that you can do, as always, share with a friend, tell a friend, wherever you're listening to this, make sure you hit that like, that follow, that subscribe, and give us those 5 stars, please.
Absolutely. Follow us on all of our social media, Instagram, Facebook. Just look up @FriendlyComPod. If you have an idea for a whole 16-team tournament you'd like to see us do, email those to us at friendlycompetitionpodcast@gmail.com. People you'd like to see Rambo fight one-on-one. I
want to know. We'll talk them through. I believe fairly as well. Shout out to Charizard for that intro, outro music. You want to hear more of their stuff, and over to Bandcamp, type in Charizard, replace the vowels with sixes. That's going to be it for us for, like I said, we got a Final Four Friday coming up. But until then, I've been Nick Carey.
And I'm Cody Lena. See you on the boat.